Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi Terev Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph 19a, and we are on the top of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So we're in the middle of a whole big discussion about, let's say you put a schach over awnings, meaning the houses in the courtyard are going to be serving as the walls. Now, four amos away from those, you have awnings that end, and you want to put schach on top of those awnings. Is that going to be good? So we had a whole discussion about whether there are poles or not there. If there are poles, then we can view the whole thing as the walls would be like the poles because of lavud, and then you can have the awning, no problem. And then we said, if there's no poles, then there's a machlokas whether we can apply this concept of pi tikra yored visosim. And this means whether we can view the end of the awning as if it comes all the way down and creates a wall, and then when you're putting up the schach right there, it's as if you're putting up the schach right by the wall. So that was what we were discussing the other day. Now comes the Gemara with a different version of this machlokas. Besura masni lash maita ma'ilashna. So in Sura, they taught it just like the way we saw it. But in the academy of Pumbedisa, they taught it as follows. So if someone put up schach on a porch that does not have these poles, divrakol psula. So remember, in the first version, this was the machlokas, but here we're saying that everyone agrees it's going to be pasul. There's going to be no pitikra. The reason is because these awnings were made for what's underneath it to protect you for going into your house, but not for what's outside of it, so it cannot function as walls for the sukkah. But yeshla patzim, but if there are these columns, if there are these poles that are less than 3 tefachim apart, abaya. So Abai says that the sukkah is going to be good, and Rava says it's going to be pasul. So now the machloka seems to be Abai, Amark Sheira, Amrin, and Lavud. Abai says they're going to be kosher because we say Lavud. Since there are poles that are less than 3 tefachim apart, so we apply Lavud. Again, Lavud means anything within 3 tefachim of each other is as if it's a closed off area. So two over here, it's going to be valid wall for a sukkah. Rava, Amar Psula, go Amrin, Lavud. And Rava says it's going to be pasul because in this situation, we are not going to say Lavud. Again, these poles were made for the awnings themselves, not for what comes outside of them, not for the purpose of the sukkah, so maybe even lavud would not apply in this situation. Says the Gemara, Allah is like the Lishna Kama, that pitikra is a situation where the kavana might matter, and according to Rava, it would be pasul because the whole purpose of the awning was for what's underneath it and not for what's outside of it, so it can't function as the walls of the sukkah. But for lavud, lavud's always going to apply. Lavud is a halacha that tells us that anytime we have something within 3 tefachim of something else, it's considered as if it's closed off, and that's the end of that story. So now comes the Gemara with the story related to this. Ravashi Ashkel Rav Kahana. Ravashi found Rav Kahana deka misachi al gabei asad shin lapatim, that he was putting schach over a porch that did not have the columns underneath it. So, Amar Le, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, Lo Savar Mar Hadam Rava, do you not hold like that which Rava told us, that Yesh Lapatim and Kshera Ein Lapatim and Psua, that if there's no poles, then you can't use the top of the awning as the wall. We don't apply pitikra, it's not going to work. So comes the Gemara and says, Achvele, so he went and he showed Rav Ashi that really, in this situation, the reason why he was questioning it is because there were only 2 walls that were perpendicular to each other, and he was using, as a third wall, he was using pitikra as the third wall. So normally, in order to have a third wall, we need to have a wall that's a tefach, we've explained throughout this mesechta. We need to have that third wall, which is a tefach, but it doesn't seem to be there in any way in this sukkah. So achvele, so he showed Rav Ashi, nirem mibifnim v'shavim mibachutz, that if you come inside the sukkah, you could see that there is this element of a third wall, but from outside the sukkah, you can't see it. Inyami nirem mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim, or it was visible from the outside and they were inside, and this column can serve as a sukkah wall. Ditmar, because it was stated, Nir mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim nidom mishum lechi rahinu b'tzima. So says the Gemara that we know that this is true, that if you're able to see it just from the inside or the outside, that's going to be enough. We know this from the halachos of lechi. We know that you're not allowed to carry in a mavoy on Shabbos unless there's some sort of korah or a lechi. And the Gemara over there says that this would be a good enough lechi if it's visible from within or from the outside. Good. Now comes the Gemara and quotes a Braisa Tana. It was taught in a Braisa, Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah Nidon KeSukkah. So a totally new topic over here of Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah. What is this referring to? This is talking about Schach that goes outside of the Sukkah is treated like a Sukkah. So now the Gemara is going to come with 4 different Shitos as to what exactly this case is of Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah. So my Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah. So what is this? What does this mean? So Amar Ula, explanation number one. Kanem HaYotze Min HaCharei HaSukkah. This is referring to sticks of the Schach that extend beyond the Sukkah walls. Meaning you have a Sukkah and the schach goes a little farther than that, and anything under that part of the schach is going to be considered a sukkah as well, even though it wasn't your ideal or what you were planning to use as the sukkah. Since it extends past, it's going to count as sukkah as well. But we need a sukkah to have 3 walls. No, b'di'ika. We're talking about a situation where it does have 3 walls. V'habayin an extra sukkah, but it needs to have the minimum size for valid sukkah. No, b'di'ika. Also, again, the extra schach is going over an area which is a valid sukkah. But we also need to have shade more than sunlight. But now we're talking about a situation where all other qualifications of a sukkah are there, and we're just using that extra schach not for the main sukkah that you were going to plan on using it. So, ihachi ma'ala memra, asking Gemara, so what's the chiddush over here? You have a valid tzrach on top of a valid sukkah. Why would this not be good? So, mahu didemi, you might have thought, oh, gavai avide, since the walls were initially made for the interior main of the sukkah, lavrai lo avdi lo avidi, and it just happens to be there's some overhang that makes enough of for a valid sukkah again. So, imalo, so you might have thought that that's not going to be considered a valid extension because you had no intent to do it for there, kamash malan, that no, this is going to be totally fine. That's the first explanation of psal hayotzi min ha-sukkah. Next, Rabba Rav Yosef Amar Tavai, Rabba Rav Yosef both said, hacha bekanim hayotzi mufnim min ha-sukkah. We're talking about here of sticks that protrude in front of the sukkah. Mashkova azlachad dofen ba'adayu. And one wall extends along with them. So basically, you have a three-wall sukkah, and one of the walls, one of the sides, extends much longer, and the schach goes all the way down. So what we're saying is now you have two walls, and then you have the schach that's coming out as the third wall, and we're saying that that's going to be enough. So ma'u didem, you might have thought, ha'lesba hechsher sukkah, that since it doesn't have the requirements of a valid sukkah, kamash malan, so we come to teach that, no, this is going to be okay, it's going to be valid, even under that area. Next, the third explanation. The Bryce is talking about a situation where we have more shade than sunlight. But there's a minority, there's a little area that has more sunlight than shade. So you might have thought that area of the sukkah should be possible, it should be no good. The Bryce teaches us that the entire sukkah is going to be valid. And when we say, so what does it mean goes out? It means that this part of the schach goes away from the standards of being a kosher sukkah. Good. That was explanation number three. Now, explanation number four of what psal yotzei min ha-sukkah means, Rabbi Shaya says, lo nitzchei l'schach pasul pachus mishlosha b'sukkah katana. We're talking about a situation where there's a strip of invalid schach less than three tefachim wide in a small sukkah. So what the Bryce is coming to teach us is that this is not going to disqualify the sukkah. So my yotzei, and what does it mean yotzei that it's going up? Psal ha-yotzei min ha-sukkah. Yotzei mitorah sukkah means that this segment of the schach is going away from the laws of sukkah. Comes the Gemara now and asks on this. These are the four explanations of what psal yotzei min ha-sukkah means. So maskifla Rav Hoshaya, so Rav Hoshaya asked on this as follows. Oli heyela avir ravir pachos mishosho tfachim b'sukkah ketana mi pasil. So we know that it's worse to have open airspace, and we know that open airspace, if it's less than three tfachim, is not going to pasil anything. So why would we think that schach pasil is going to pasil something if it's less than three tfachim? So Amar le Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, zemitzdarev yishinim tachtav, zemitzdarev ein yishinim tachtav. No, the chiddush is something very important. The chiddush is that when you have invalid material, it combines with valid schach to go and create the minimum shear for a schach, and you're even allowed to sleep underneath it. Meaning we view that as schach lichatchila because it all combines together. But when it comes to open airspace, even if it's less than three tefachim, even though it combines and it's still going to be a valid schach overall, you still can't sleep under that open airspace part. Umi kamidi, ask the Gemara, is there really such a thing that's terufim mitzdarif, that it combines to go and make something that's legally valid, v'hu atzmoino kasher, but it itself is not going to be kasher, like over here, this open airspace, that it combines, and the whole sukkah overall is going to be kasher, but that itself, if you're sleeping under that area, it's going to be no good. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, and yeah, there is such a thing. What is it? Tit ha-narok yochiach. This soft mud is going to be something that's an example of the shemit starf la'ar b'imsa, because if it's there within the mikvah, it's going to combine for 40 sa that's needed for a mikvah. Va'atova bo'lo also lo tefila. But if you went and did the immersion in that area itself, it itself is not going to be good. That's not going to work. So this is an example of something like airspace that can help combine to make a kasher sukkah. But if you're staying under it itself, that's going to be no good. This is daf yud tes. Amud Aleph 19a. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.